20-year veteran architect Richard Gage is a member of the prestigious American Institute of Architects. Mr. Gage has founded Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, a nonprofit organization comprised of hundreds of accredited professionals who are demanding a real investigation of the destruction of all three World Trade Center high-rise buildings on 9/11. We asked Mr. Gage why he and nearly 600 of his colleagues are calling for this new investigation of the events of September 11, 2001.
The evidence compiled by the National Institute for Standards and Technology and FEMA has left out the most crucial evidence found at the crime scene. This forensic evidence includes smoking guns that lead all 562 architects and engineers to realize that these buildings were brought down by explosive-controlled demolitions.
Many Americans are still unaware that there were actually three steel-framed high-rise buildings that collapsed at the World Trade Center on September 11th. The third high-rise was the 47-story Solomon Brothers building, also known as World Trade Center 7. Even though it was not hit by an airplane, it came down in just 6.5 seconds at near free fall speed in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition. But there are many more issues that Mr. Gage and his fellow architects and engineers are concerned about.
We have sounds of explosions and flashes of light heard by 118 first responders as the towers came down in a symmetrical and nearly free fall speed through the path of what was greatest resistance. This doesn't happen in buildings. Why are we missing 90,000 tons of concrete at the base of the building? We're looking for a stack of floors. That's 110 floors, each an acre in size, missing, actually pulverized to a fine dust, landing all over Manhattan. Why do we have tons of molten metal found by the first responders and iron workers and structural engineers and other officials at the base of all three World Trade Center high-rises? Why does the pulverized concrete and the molten iron and the ends of the steel beams carry the chemical signature of thermite, a high-tech incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter? This is actually documented by FEMA and left out of the final report by NIST. These are among many of the problems left out of the final report that the hundreds of architects and engineers signed on to our petition, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, are wrestling with and therefore demanding a new investigation.
In light of this compelling scientific evidence and the many unanswered questions, we asked Mr. Gage what concerned citizens can do to help.
We're asking every one of you listening today to help us. How can you do that? Go to the website, look at the evidence, become familiar with it, and send the link, ae911truth.org, to every architect and engineer that you can find and everybody else that you know. This is a grassroots movement that's spreading by word of mouth, and the only change that will come and the only possibility of a real investigation that we have is if everybody takes action. And you can give DVDs to architects and engineers and others. You can call them. You can email them. You can mail them. There is no limit to the creativity that each of you are called to in this extraordinary effort to make everyone in this country aware of the exact nature of the crimes committed. Go to the website, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Ask serious questions and demand answers of our officials. Let's get to the bottom of what really happened to these buildings on 9/11 and help us demand and obtain a real investigation. Let's raise the banner of truth, and we need every one of you to join us at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and encourage every citizen in this country to break the psychological barriers against knowing the truth about 9/11. I mean, what are you going to do? We're giving you a choice today, and the choice is to act, and the action will be guided by your conscience. So please join those of us who are moved by our conscience to do something for truth today. Thank you.
Visit ae911truth.org. Discover the latest information and then take action. Send the links, send the DVDs, and share the truth with every architect and engineer you can find. You can make a difference.